This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the second hour by Stefan Molyneux. We have a lot of news. We are going to be looking at whether or not the GOP really wants to get rid of Obamacare. Of course they don't. They never offered a plan to get rid of Obamacare. We know that. We know that they ran Mitt Romney, who had already enacted Obamacare as RomneyCare in Massachusetts, along with Ted Kennedy. And now we have an interesting article talking about how they're considering holding off on repealing Obamacare taxes. This is from The Hill. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Obama transition team. You've heard a lot about the Trump transition team. Have you heard about the Obama transition team? We've never had a situation in this century where the president has remained in Washington after leaving office. They've always retired and gone back to their business in the 18th and 19th century. But in the 20th century, we've only had Woodrow Wilson remain around Washington. But now we have Mr. Obama is going to remain in Washington. And he is going to, he's already rented a $5.3 million home. I talked to Dr. Randy Scott, who went to Harvard, and he talked about how Obama is going to be the president of the race movement. He's going to be a race leader. That's how he's going to present himself. But he's got a lot of other things that he's going to be doing as well. By the way, that interview with Dr. Randy Scott will air on Monday's Nightly News. But he's also preparing an entire shadow cabinet, kind of like they do in the UK, where they have people at every level. He's going to be going with Eric Holder to challenge the GOP legislatures on redistricting, because that's something that they do at the legislative level. See, they can't achieve their objectives in the ballot box. So what they want to do is get activist judges. So we're going to talk about that. We also have a CIA analyst who goes off on the Bush fake weapons of mass destruction. We have some interesting revelations about the Facebook algorithm that's going to be used to determine who is fake and who isn't, according to them, and the way that they're going to censor your free speech on Facebook, if you're still there. And we have learned some interesting things about Snopes, the people that are going to be vetting all the news for Facebook. There's a nasty divorce filing that has now gone public, and it has exposed some of the inner workings of Snopes that you will not believe. And we're also going to have in the next segment, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. We got the Christmas special that I did. It was 3 years ago. It was on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. And at the time, we did a comparison because, you know, they created the Federal Reserve on Christmas vacation. That was the tactic that they used. They waited till most of the Congress had gone home for Christmas, and then they rushed this thing through that had been prepared for them by J.P. Morgan and others, the beast from Jekyll Island, as it's been called. I forget G. Edward Griffin who wrote that book. But anyway, we have a special video for you that we do at Christmas time. It's a wonderful lie. 100 years of the Federal Reserve, and that's been 103 years of the Federal Reserve. And the lie just keeps going and going and going. We can't even audit them. I think it's one of the reasons why they're concerned about Donald Trump. Hopefully, he will at least audit the Federal Reserve. I think that's the first step. It's a very important step. We need to understand what's going on there. We also have a clip I want to play after that of a questioning of the Federal Reserve's Inspector General a couple of years ago. But it's very telling to see the back and forth when they ask them, you know, there's like $9 trillion that was loaned out. We don't have any record of that to these banks during the bailout. What are you doing that? Have you investigated that? No, we haven't really looked at that. That's your job, isn't it? Well, I don't really want to comment on that. So we're going to take a close look at the Federal Reserve, do it in the context of Christmas, do it in the context of It's a Wonderful Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and I guess that makes me the night before Christmas. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about Christmas also in the context of It's a Wonderful Life and the Federal Reserve. I want to play a special that I did 3 years ago on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, because, you know, they created as Christmas, as I just said in the last segment, the opening segment. It was done when most of the Congress had gone on Christmas vacation, because it was a bit of subterfuge, a lot of subterfuge. And it's been 100 years now, 103 years that this has been going on. Before I play this, though, I just want to, I saw this article from the New York Daily News, a very liberal paper in New York, very inaccurate in a lot of ways. And I think this is a very interesting take on It's a Wonderful Life. They said, we're all living in Potterville right now. And they said, in 2016, we all voted for Mr. Potter. Now, if you remember the movie, and I'm going to show you a clip here, we talk about the Federal Reserve in this context, because it was, if you think that Trump is Potter, remember, Trump is the builder, like George Bailey. Potter is the banker, okay? And the reality is they come in, they say, the Bailey Brothers building and loan is no mere plot point in a Christmas story, but a rallying cry against a capitalist system that ground up George Bailey and spat him out. See, the New York Daily News cannot discern the difference between a free market and a manipulated crony market manipulated by the Federal Reserve. That's the key difference. They don't understand the difference between those two things. And they go on to say, no wonder J. Edgar Hoover's FBI investigated It's a Wonderful Life for possible connections to a communist plot. Okay, a communist plot. Okay, it was a Red Scare. He did it on behalf of the bankers, New York Daily News. They just used the Russians as a beard. I want to play this report. You'll see what's going on in this report. Look at my parallels to the Federal Reserve.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you close your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Boy, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building and loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will do will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of a rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop, you know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan, but he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today, there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. I mean, look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else.
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, Bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loans.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town, buying your wife a lot of fine clothes, a couple of business trips to New York a year, maybe once in a while Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend. But would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion.
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Go on home, they're waiting for you.
And if the public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear Father. Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God. Something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Dear Father in heaven. I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way.
All right, we'll talk about that more on the other side of after the break, the Federal Reserve, the gift that keeps giving to the elite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to continue with this theme of the Federal Reserve here in this next segment. In the following segment, we're going to have Alex Jones with a report on Trump draining the swamp. And after that, I'm going to talk about the Obama transition team. You think Obama's going away? He isn't. And I'm going to tell you what his plans are after the report from Alex Jones in the next segment. Before I get back to the Federal Reserve, and before I get back to looking at the Daily News, New York Daily News' take on It's a Wonderful Life, I want to let you know about our specials, because that's the thing that keeps us going. You know, we had, as we just saw in that report, and as you remember from It's a Wonderful Life, the banker Potter tries to strangle George Bailey. Well, we had an attack like that on us this last week, a denial of service attack that would block people from getting to our store. So we appreciate your support, and if you want to support InfoWars, now is a good time to do it. We have some great Christmas sales. One of my favorite supplements there is Brain Force Plus. It is now 33% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been reformulated with a new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract. It's got a higher concentration of key ingredients, the same low price as the original Brain Force, but now 33% off in addition. So that's something that's very important. I use all the time. It's one of the few things that I feel. You know, I don't get the kind of rushes like my wife does. She can take coffee, and it will literally give her the jitters if she drinks a large cup of coffee. So she just takes one Brain Force, and she said she can feel it. Not that it makes her jittery, but that it focuses her mind, and that's what it does with me as well. Also, at the InfoWars Life store, we've got 30% off Living Defense, 50% off Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. We have 25% off Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off DNA Force. That's a big savings because that is a premium product, very expensive to produce. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off, and BioTruth Selenium, 30% off as well. And these are selling out very quickly. They're not going to be around much longer. And we have reduced the price as an introductory sale for the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. This is a great toothpaste. It's got silver in it. It's got peppermint oil, iodine, and nano silver, many other things. This is formulated by Alex's dad, who is a dentist. This is something very important for gum health. So take a look at those specials at the InfoWars store. It helps to support our operation. Now, I want to go back to It's a Wonderful Life and the take that the liberal New York Daily News took on it. They said, no wonder J. Edgar Hoover's FBI investigated It's a Wonderful Life for possible connections to a communist plot. As I pointed out, you know, this is typical tactics. It wasn't because they thought that it was a communist plot or because it was anti-capitalist, but because it attacked the system, the establishment, which is the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve created at Christmas time when most of the Congress was on vacation. It's the Christmas gift to the elite that just keeps on giving. 103 years into this, it keeps on giving. I will play a clip here in just a moment that illustrates that. One last thing from the New York Daily News. They say, the film represented rather obvious attempts to discredit bankers by casting Lionel Barrymore as a Scrooge type so that he would be the most hated man in the picture, said a 1947 FBI memo. See, their intention was to protect the banks, not to protect capitalism. It's not the same thing. As you saw in that clip, just as the Federal Reserve used a banking crisis to create the Federal Reserve, we saw that same sort of thing happening in It's a Wonderful Life. Now, I want to play a clip here of a hearing a couple of years ago where you had a congressional representative trying to get to the bottom of where $9 trillion worth of loans went that were handed out to people. And he's talking to the Inspector General of the Federal Reserve. This illustrates why we must have an audit. Here's that clip.
I have a copy of the Inspector General Act here in front of me, and it says, among other things, that it's your responsibility to conduct and supervise audits and investigations relating to the programs and operations of your agency.
That's correct.
So I'm asking you if your agency has, in fact, according to Bloomberg, extended $9 trillion in credit, which, by the way, works out to $30,000 for every single man, woman, and child in this country. I'd like to know, if you're not responsible for investigating that, who is?
We have responsibility for the Federal Reserve's programs and operations audits, to conduct audits and investigations in that area. In terms of who's responsible for investigating, would you mind repeating the question one more time?
What have you done
nice try
to investigate the off-balance sheet transactions conducted by the Federal Reserve, which, according to Bloomberg, now total $9 trillion in the last 8 months?
I'll have to look specifically at that Bloomberg article. I'm not, I don't know if I have actually seen that particular one.
That's not the point. The question is, have you done any investigation or auditing of off-balance sheet transactions conducted by the Federal Reserve?
That illustrates why we need an audit of the Federal Reserve. They keep dodging and ducking, even the person who's supposed to audit them does. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I think these articles say Trump's betrayed everybody over and over and over again when he hasn't. He's putting in Rex Tillerson, who's a big corporate leader, but a business dealer, and a guy that knows how to get jobs in America and to get us cheaper energy, and who's anti-globalist until they pressured him and made him sign on to carbon taxes. That was a big fight. He was the main guy fighting man-made global warming hoaxes up until 2006. They talk about moonshit and the rest of them. He was anti-NAFTA, anti-GATT. Yeah, he was with Goldman Sachs. All the top people were. So they're saying Trump's going to drain the swamp because he's been convinced, sir, they're pointing out you're hiring a bunch of Washington insiders. That's not draining the swamp. He needs to define draining the swamp, getting rid of the anti-gunners, getting rid of the people that want open borders, the globalists, standing up, and he already has hired no lobbyist. He followed the no lobbyist rule with the vice president heading that up, okay, Mike Pence. He's done it all. He's bringing in people that will follow nationalism. He's bringing in a new head of the EPA, who's the Attorney General of Oklahoma, who fought the carbon taxes and the whole climate change BS where they say that we don't believe in climate change. Of course there's climate change. It's not man-made. And taxing people to Al Gore and Lord Rothschild doesn't help people. So this is how they twisted. Gingrich, Trump dropping Drain the Swamp. Gingrich, who's like an insider with the globalists, one of the few people that I think Trump better really watch. Notice he hasn't been appointed anything, though. He goes on NPR and kind of plays like Glenn Beck and goes, oh, well, he's dropping that now because it's been pointed out he's bringing in insiders. That's redefining. He never said, I won't bring in folks that know how to get stuff done in Washington. He said, I'm going to get the Second Amendment back. I'm going to defend our borders. I'm going to deport the felons. All this crap. They're saying, oh, he was going to go after gays. He's backed off. That was the right wing's believing that because the left said he was. Trump never said that. So the stupid gays and the stupid right-wingers don't know what you're talking about. You projected onto Trump your BS. So people are projecting onto Trump things he didn't say or do. They're also twisting, and I'm not just mindlessly defending him. If he starts not going after the gun controllers, if he doesn't start trying to reverse the gun grabs, if he doesn't try to go after the monopolies they've been setting up, which he's saying he's going to do, if he doesn't try to control that border and deport criminals, if he doesn't deliver on bringing more jobs back, which we already see the biggest exuberance in Gallup's history in confidence in the economy, $60 billion already brought back, $50 billion Japan, $10 billion steel, Carrier, Ford plants. He's already delivering. I said if he delivered on 20, 30, 40%, and he really tried hard, I'd be happy. He's already delivered like 20%. He's not even in office for 28 days. I mean, this is incredible what's happening. But again, they keep implying, and then this is the problem. Trump has these advisors now who he trusts. They're like, sir, they think drain the swamp means get rid and fire everybody. Oh, we better quit using that then. No, no, no. He needs to come out and say drain the swamp means get people in, whether they're outsiders or insiders, like all these generals. You know why he does that, to bring them into major department heads. That's drain the swamp. He's getting a bunch of nationalists and patriots like Mattis and Flynn, who's total anti-New World Order and a listener of ours, and anti-Agenda 21 and anti-radical Islam. And all these other generals are patriots. I mean, he's putting a general that will control the border, Marine Corps general. I mean, he's delivering, but they're already trying to get people to go, oh, my God, we've been betrayed again. You know you're not getting betrayed the way the leader's still crapping their pants, folks. Of course he's coming in as a manager and getting people to know how to get stuff done. But just like he told Roger Stone the other day, I'm appointing a bunch of Goldman Sachs folks because they run the show and they've got the international connections. But these are people like Bannon, who's been anti-New World Order for 30 years. Sure, he was acquisitions and mergers. That's a whole different arm of a giant company like Goldman Sachs. He's there now fighting Goldman Sachs. You know, it's Darth Vader throws Palpatine down the damn shaft, folks. This is how it happens when you start to win. A lot of the establishment that didn't like what was happening flips to your side. But a lot of these people were always on our side. So this is an epic moment. They're trying to misrepresent that he's not draining the swamp. He should keep the fact drain the swamp. Keep drain the swamp, Trump, but go out and point out that means get rid of the open border people. Get rid of the globalists. Get rid of the bad U.S. attorneys that have been not prosecuting Clinton crime machine. Restore the republic. Cut the taxes. Cut the corporate tax to the global average to bring the jobs back. These are the litmus test. These are the promises. That's draining the swamp. Not, oh, let me see. Let me hire somebody who's never been at the top of banking. Let's hire a guy that cuts hair from Albuquerque, New Mexico. No, no, no. That's what we're talking about. Quick comment from all of you on that point.
Yeah, he said, even when he was campaigning, I'm going to get business people. We're going to run America like a business because of the amount of money that runs through this country. It needs to be run like a business. There's way too much waste. So this is not a lie that, you know, hiring these type of people is not draining the swamp. That's fake news right there.
No, no. Bringing our jobs back is draining the swamp.
Getting business people in who know how to run businesses, who have bottom lines, who are held accountable for their decisions, that is all part of draining the swamp.
Never been in Washington.
Yeah.
Mnuchin, never been in Washington.
Well, so I think this is a total lie, and who knows, maybe Gingrich is part of a disinformation campaign.
And this is the amazing thing. Let's remember, Donald Trump was a public figure, a successful businessman for decades. And then what happens when he runs for president? He's a racist. He's a homophobe. He's a xenophobe. He's a Russian agent all of a sudden, right? And when he starts running. You're seeing the same thing now with people like Rex Tillerson. Oh, well, most of these people have never even heard of Rex Tillerson before. But now he's a racist. He's part of the swamp. He's part of the government. He's a Russian agent.
And of course, he's a Russian agent. Exactly. Oh, the racist doesn't work in a Russian agent.
All right, that was Alex Jones and some of our reporters, Rob Dew, Owen Schroyer, talking about what is happening with Trump draining the swamp and the Trump transition team. And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion. Everybody trying to read the tea leaves, you know, is Trump going to be sincere with his promises? It looks like so far he has held to his promises. As Alex pointed out, he's delivered more than we expected. Now we've got Trump denies Gingrich's claim that he is dropping the drain the swamp. And he says Trump tweeted this out. He said, someone incorrectly stated that the phrase drain the swamp was no longer being used by me. Actually, we will always be trying to drain the swamp. So he's pushing back against what Newt Gingrich said. I think when we look at this and we understand that he gave a lot of people a scare when we saw Henry Kissinger go there or some other people like that. But I think he understands that he needs to know who the opposition is. He's wise. He needs to vet that. Let's give him a chance. Let's see what's going on. Meanwhile, what about the Obama transition team? Do you think Obama is going away? Absolutely not. You see, we've always had a tradition in this country where after the president leaves office after either one or two terms, then they basically get quiet. They don't have anything to say about their predecessor. That's something that is held even though there's a radical change from a Democrat who's on the far left to a Republican who is on the far right. In both cases, they remain quiet about that. They don't get involved. That is not what Obama is going to do. And, of course, we have seen that in the after the election. We have seen them push back immediately with riots in the streets. Then they push back with a recount effort that failed. All it did was to show that votes in Wisconsin had been padded in favor of Hillary Clinton. Somebody even said, maybe that was Jill Stein's purpose. Maybe she's just trying to make Hillary Clinton look bad, showing that she had had people pad the votes for her there just as they rigged the system for her to win the primaries. I don't think Jill thought it through that much. I think it was just self-serving to go through that. She wanted the publicity. She wanted the millions of dollars that she got. Nevertheless, Hillary lost a second time. And now she's lost a third time this week in the Electoral College. We had seven electors that defected away from Hillary Clinton. We've never seen anything like that. We were told by Lawrence Lessig that this is a Harvard lawyer who is a political activist. He was inciting this, promising electors that he would defend them against any criminal charges, because in many states, what they would be doing, what he was inciting people to do, was against the law. That's a Harvard lawyer for you, okay? So he was trying to commit election fraud. He was saying to people, I will pay your fines, we will represent you, and so forth. He was saying there were going to be 20 electors. He said, 20 Republicans have contacted me, said they're seriously considering not voting for Donald Trump. It was two in Texas. The guy who was the poster child of all this stuff, Chris Suprin, the Stolen Valor firefighter, apparently, and one other person who voted for Ron Paul here in Texas, probably because there was so much publicity about this other guy. Then there were five who voted against Hillary Clinton. So only a tenth of the people that Lawrence Lessig said were going to abandon Trump, but five people abandoned Hillary Clinton. Three of those went to the other party. They voted for Colin Powell. We had one person in Hawaii vote for Bernie Sanders. We had one other person in Washington vote for an Indian activist, Faith Spotted Eagle. And as I tweeted out, looks like the faithless elector voted for Faith Spotted Eagle so she could give Hillary Clinton the bird. But that's really kind of a record. And now we're seeing something that is also unprecedented. As I said earlier in the show, every president except for Woodrow Wilson in this century has left Washington. Woodrow Wilson stayed there. What was Woodrow Wilson? He was a committed globalist. And so is Barack Obama. Now he's telling us that he's staying in Washington and renting a $5.3 million mansion, which, according to Zillow, rents for $22,000 a month. He's saying that he's doing that so that Sasha can finish high school. But think about the fact that liberals are criticizing Donald Trump because he wants to let his son, Barron, stay in New York to finish out the school year, 6 months. And yet, for a year and a half, what the Obamas say that they're going to stay in Washington so that Sasha can finish high school. I don't think so. Now, he's bought this a nine-bedroom mansion in an upscale D.C. neighborhood that's where the embassies and ambassadors' residences are typically there. But he has plans to lead the opposition against Donald Trump. We've never seen this before in this country, certainly not in our lifetime. Even Woodrow Wilson didn't do this type of thing. And we see his outgoing science advisor, John Holdren, saying that he doesn't think he's going to go anywhere. He says, on January 20th, I will become a private citizen, as the president will become. And if those initiatives do not go forward in the way that I think that will benefit the nation, I will be talking about it. So he's going to be pushing this climate change agenda. And we're going to have Obama working with, he's already announced it, that he's going to be working with Eric Holder. What are they going to be doing? They're going to be suing state legislatures one after the other over redistricting. I understand what's involved here. We're talking about gerrymandering, and both parties do this. I remember going back to North Carolina when they had a massive sea change there. North Carolina voted for Obama in 2008. 2 years later, they were sick of him. So much so that the Republicans swept everything in North Carolina when I was there in 2010, except for the congressional races. There, they essentially stayed the same. I don't think anybody lost. There might have been one change, but I don't think so. I think they all stayed the same. Why is that? Because if you go in and gerrymander the district, you can make something that is very strongly Republican or very strongly Democrat just by picking who the voters are. Now, the Democrats have always done this. They do this everywhere. But it's in North Carolina and it's in Republican states that the Democrats come in and try to achieve in the court system what they cannot achieve at the ballot box. And so that's what they're doing in North Carolina. I have to say that if they want to stop this, Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump need to make sure that they change these judges very quickly. They need to remove these activist judges that have been put in and put in their own judges at all these lower level courts. That's going to be the way that Obama and Eric Holder are going to fight Trump in many ways. They're going to fight him with these lawsuits at the redistricting level. And we see the same type of thing. We've got all these reports coming out in North Carolina again because there was a very close race between the Democrat and Republican for governor in North Carolina. There was a very, very heavily Democrat area called Durham in North Carolina. They voted like 4.5-1 for Hillary Clinton, far more than any other jurisdiction was skewed to either candidate. The most I saw in the other ones was maybe 2.6 to Trump or to Hillary. But in Durham, it was 4.5. And in Durham, went for another hour and a half on election night after everybody else closed. I said, no, we need another hour and a half, and we're going to give ourselves another hour and a half to leave the polls open. To put this in context, North Carolina has a longer voting period than any other state in the union. They start voting the very first state to start voting. And yet that wasn't enough. And we saw a lot of voting irregularity. Even the NAACP and Democrat group said what happened in Durham was a disgrace. But they padded that. That was the center of the push back and forth between in the governor's race as the it was a legitimate recount. There was less than 10,000 votes there separating the two of them. Now, after the Democrat won and the recount by a very slim margin, the Republican legislature said we are going to restrict his capabilities over the state board of elections because it looked like a lot of election fraud there. And then you had CNN and the New York Times and all of the usual suspects wailing and moaning about this horrible Republican legislature that is eviscerating the powers of the Democrat governor in North Carolina. This is something that happens in all these different states. This is kind of tactics that we see. To put this in perspective, when I was there, they had two Republican governors prior to the one they have now since Reconstruction. And when the first one was put in, the Democrat Congress there removed all of his powers, all of his powers. And then when he left and they got a Democrat governor in to replace him, they put him back. Then the second Republican governor they got in, they cut all of his power as well. And then they put it back in again when they got another Democrat governor. So they pull back just one of these. And they may do some more. I hope they do some more to pull back and take some of the power away from this Democrat governor because I don't trust him. However, when they do it, it's different, isn't it? And so they're going to fight on the redistricting. They're going to fight with these other issues. I have an interview that I did yesterday for the Monday night nightly news with Dr. Randy Scott. He's a lifelong D.C. resident. He was at Harvard when Obama was. He's heard him speak. He's observed him. He didn't go the same college there. They were Obama was in law school. But he had some very interesting comments to talk about how Obama is going to become a race leader. And, of course, Obama has been going on NPR and other places saying that he plans to coach and identify young talent. Understand, this is what they've been doing all along. And he's going to stop bombing other countries, and he's going to start establishing the youth and pulling up the next generation of leadership, following in the footprints of Bill Ayers, who did the same thing with the SDS when they started the whole white skin privilege movement. Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings, and he started getting involved in education. And we've seen this all along from Obama, how he wants to set up youth corps and so forth. And he said this to NPR. He said, there's a lot of things that I'm going to continue to talk about, things that I'm passionate about, like climate change and criminal justice reform, which is code word there for Black Lives Matter. He says, all these things are something I think I can do well, and I think Michelle can do well. So he's laying the foundation for Michelle running for president in a few years as well, I believe. So I think that's why they're staying there. I think they're pushing on this. I've got a clip here that I want to play for you where Obama talks about setting up a shadow government of liberal progressives. So we're going to play that when we come back. We don't have enough time for that. But in addition, as Alex mentioned in that clip, we've seen criticism for Donald Trump appointing people that he says are going to rein in out-of-control bureaucracies like the EPA. And then also, before they put in Rick Perry, they said to the Department of Energy, we want to get a list of people who have been to climate change conferences or written papers. And they said, this is McCarthyism. Well, you know what? Obama fired a top scientist who disagreed with him on climate change. Yeah, that's the double standard. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Owen Schroyer, and we're going to talk about some immigration issues that are happening here in this country. You know, we've had a massive increase at the last minute of not only regulations from Obama, pushing through like $6 billion worth of regulations, but also stepping up importing immigrants into our country. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment with Owen Schroyer. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have massive Christmas super sale that's going on right now at InfoWarsLife.com. One of the things that we've got there is an introductory sale on Super Blue Fluoride, just $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. This is something that, after years of development, Alex's dad has developed, and he's a dentist. He knows the importance of gum health. So he developed a revolutionary toothpaste, uses ingredients like iodine and nano silver to fight harmful bacteria in the mouth and support your oral health, because that can also lead to the development of heart disease and heart attacks if you have gum disease. So it's a very, very important thing to and a different type of approach. Super Blue, now just $9.95 as an introductory special. But here's some of the other things that we have as part of our Christmas super sale at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 30% off of Living Defense, Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, BioTrue Selenium. We have 25% off Winter Sun Vitamin D and DNA Force. That's a really big savings for DNA Force. That's a premium product. It's very expensive to produce. We have 33% off Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we sell, and a huge sale, 50% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. These things are selling out very quickly at those discounted prices. Hurry now. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, and we really do appreciate your support. We thank you so much, because we could not exist without your support. So we try to offer you the best quality products to supplement your health at the very best prices, and that's a win-win situation, as Alex Jones always talks about it, a 360 win. It's a win all the way around. Now, joining me now is Owen Schroyer. And, of course, Owen, as we've seen, we just talked about how Eric Holder is going to join Obama, and they're going to get involved in lawsuits to try to overturn districting in the predominantly Republican legislatures now throughout the country, because they couldn't win at the ballot box, so they're going to try to do this in the courtroom. But there's lawsuits that are going to be coming up as far as the immigration issue, isn't there?
Well, we're facing an interesting battle here, because, you know, part of what we like is part of why America, what is designed to do, to have local governments be able to control their own destiny, states to be able to control their own destiny. However, there's a very interesting development right now when it comes to the deportation of illegal immigrants, especially in these sanctuary cities. Now, everybody knows that Trump has planned on cutting the federal money going to these sanctuary cities, going to illegal immigrants. So what are we now seeing? Some of the local mayors and some of the local government are basically trying to work their way around that by taking state dollars to represent illegal immigrants in court. A Los Angeles city and county, this is a story from LA Times, Los Angeles city and county leaders on Monday unveiled a $10 million fund to provide legal assistance for residents facing deportation, using public funds to challenge policies sought by White House and Republican Congress. But guess what, David? There was no vote. Yeah. The people in L.A., the people in California did not vote on this. And I think that this is something that people are going to have to keep their eye on. Because
we know also in California, and they have amnesty groups who are pleading for them to cover up the data for gang members, because they don't want gang members to be deported by Donald Trump. This is insane. These are people, the very people that should be deported, but they want to cover it up. They said, well, you know, because they committed a lot of serious crimes, they might have been falsely labeled as a gang member. It's like, really? Who cares if they're in a gang or not, if they're committing serious crimes? We're going to be right back with Owen Schroyer. We're going to talk more about this immigration move. It's not stopping, folks. They are not giving up. They are still fighting. They're going to continue to fight in the courts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states.